Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, a podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. This week we have a Vanessa book. After last week, she apparently we had to choose our way into some more of her. We couldn't get enough. Mm-hmm. We had to go into reverse cowgirl.
Oh my God.
Lean back.
Oh my God.
So she can ram another one in.
There you go. We just did, before we record, we do a little episode recap of what the hell did we talk about last week. And so Vanessa aired her grievances.
Yeah.
Emily and I were screamed at.
We're in detention.
Because she wouldn't stop talking about sandwiches. We wouldn't stop calling people the wrong name. Emily would not stop talking about Glenn Powell. Like, it was just, yeah.
I cast the wrong person again.
Yep.
She told us that she would pull the car over, and she did. And
she did.
We got in trouble.
Kicked us out of the car.
I'm more just curious why.
Why?
That we always interrupt you?
Yeah, that you're messing with me, especially.
Because you pick such good books.
Yes.
Okay. So many talking points.
Yes.
Okay.
It's exciting. Okay. It's fun. It's a compliment.
Mm. All right.
You're welcome.
I'll just lean in then, fine.
Yeah.
Interrupt
yes,
me.
And.
So it's Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Romance. Love. Vanessa style.
But I did not pick a romance or a Valentine's Day book.
Oh, shit.
Oh, jeez.
What are we in for? What do you think we're in for?
I think that after last week's, you know, wide shoes.
So much was happening.
I think that she is going to surprise. I think that y'all are still in your dance battle.
What song you got?
Where Vanessa's going to be like, I'm going to do a move that's like, I don't know. I can't even trust her. Where it's like, is she going to come out and be like, oh, I'm just kind of shuffling along and then does like a backflip?
Yeah.
Or is she just going to come out and shuffle along and be like, that's a good one.
Or just come out the gates.
Yeah. Or are you just going to backflip out? Yeah.
It's just another double penetration book.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm thinking you found an actual dog people book per Emily's request. Or someone gets kidnapped. I don't know. I think we're in for it.
Yeah.
Football book.
Ooh. Football. Oh, my God.
Okay. For the Super Bowl.
We just had the Super Bowl. And so whoever won. And it wasn't the Detroit Lions. So, you know, next year we'll get them. Get them, boys.
Get them.
Talk about Daddy Dan, the coach of the Lions. Ooh, talk about someone who would rip cigs.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I don't know. He just looks like someone that like, would just smoke cigs angry on the sidelines.
Hell yeah.
But in a way that you want.
Kinda.
Ooh, okay. We're learning a lot about Emily.
Kinda. But it's everything is personality based for me.
Obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
And he's definitely like tough guy. So maybe let's see him. Maybe I'll picture him in this book.
Okay. Don't forget, personality doesn't matter.
But it matters to me.
I mean,
you put whatever personality you want on whatever head you want.
True. And also when
they're
like,
all Jeff, they just look like Brad Pitt. Right?
Never.
Yeah.
I asked Jeff, I said, like, jokingly, said something, and he, like, I was like, what if he just, like, told me I was a good girl or something? He's like, what? Why would I do that?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, never mind. Just kidding. All right. JK.
I'll tell you you're a good girl. You're a good girl.
She Barbara. Is a good girl.
Oh, my God. Y'all, I'm going to snail trail out of here. I'm just going to slither out of my chair.
You live here. You can do what you want after we leave.
Ooh, that's true.
After
that's
we leave.
Your own chair to clean.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell what is it called?
It's called Not So Lucky, but the knot is spelled K-N-O-T.
Do they tie each other up in this
Is this
bed?
Knotting?
What is knotting?
You don't know what knotting is?
No, what's
you
knotting?
You can read some fanfic, girl.
Is that like dog dick stuff? What is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh.
No.
Do you tell us, girl?
Well, no.
Absolutely not.
What is knotting?
She's like, I can't tell you about it. You have to read about it.
I'm, oh my God, I'm sweating. Okay.
Does the dick turn into a knot?
Yeah.
It has a knot, right?
There's a knot that appears.
Oh, but like, is it like how you tie a cherry stem or in your mouth into a knot?
No, like it's knotted, like the piercings, right?
Okay. So shout out to all the other fanfic readers who know about the Omegaverse.
I know that our fantasy correspondent Maggie is screaming, being like, this is what knotting is.
Maggie, you're the only one who knows, and I'm about to look like a fucking freak out here. All right, fine. It's like a creature. It's like the guy is not like a human man. He's something slightly other.
Okay.
And the difference is when he's about to come, a knot forms in his penis. So that his penis, like I'm doing a biology lesson. And his it member. Can't, it has to stay in for like a while.
Oh,
so he finishes and then you just hang out because you can't go anywhere.
Like how long?
It varies.
Is it like a breeding thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did Choosing Marinate. Theo do that?
Marinate.
I bet you there's some there all the books have different species.
Oh.
Somebody wrote in and said that one of the books, I think it was the guy that looked like a pirate. I don't remember what his name was. But that he had a vibrating dick. Somebody Whoa. Had mentioned that to us.
Maggie, please know what I'm talking about.
It's Fieo or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so not is it bondage?
No, it's somebody Football. Gets married.
Oh. Are you doing a sweet book for Barbara?
Sure.
Is this
Valentine?
Oh my God, you're being sweet. You're tying the knot for Valentine.
Yay.
It's such a holiday that people get engaged on. So it's like tying the knot.
Yeah.
I didn't get engaged on Valentine's Day. Did you?
No.
Did you?
No, January.
Hmm. My birthday's 4 days before Valentine's Day, and they're separate holidays.
Separate. Mm.
Holidays. Well, the more the merrier, right? More holidays.
More love for me.
More
there
dates.
You go. My mom and dad got married the day before Valentine's Day, and they're divorced now. So watch out, people.
So who? Tell us about it.
Football.
So
it's by Trulina Pucci.
Oh,
who
wait.
Wrote
we've heard this person.
Tangled and Tinsel.
Tangled and Tinsel.
Oh.
This is the sister from the book.
Oh.
That she was always texting with.
Oh, the sister who was like, girl, marry one of them.
Or all of them.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Because we only on the show talked about us talking about Tangled and Tinsel, the forbidden episode.
Woo. Episode zero.
Episode zero.
Episode zero, yeah.
But in the Christmas episode, we talked about it. But, oh, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's really good, too.
Does she get knotted up? Is it a wide shoes?
Does she get tied up?
Is it wide shoes?
Okay, well, let me read you the synopsis.
This is why she was yelling at us.
This
okay.
is why she said that we just interrupted.
Vanessa,
interrupt
please
her
read thing. The synopsis.
No, I interrupt away.
We're going to listen.
We're not.
Not going to listen.
Is it okay. they meet?
It starts out with a text message between her and her sister, which I think is kind of like.
Is the synopsis?
Like, starts I just out with blasted by five dudes in a ski chalet.
Her name was Samantha in the book, the sister.
Okay.
And the main character's name is Elle. Just in case.
Right.
Okay.
But she's like, ask me what happens in Vegas, Samantha. What happens in Vegas? Me. Let me tell you. So annoying.
What?
I know. It opens with a text between her and her sister. And I like debated on just like not reading that part.
But you had to. You had to throw the cringe in.
I didn't want anybody to be like, you didn't read it right. Anyways, what happens is you get make out drunk with strangers and pee in a parking lot drunk. tie the knot with a guy you just met, and then allegedly participate in depraved group activities with him and his friends in the honeymoon suite of a 5-star hotel.
Wait, him and his friends? Like, she fucks him and his friends on her honeymoon?
This was not just a sweet fucking Valentine's.
God, boom, blaze.
This is trick or treat.
Your move, Barbara.
God damn it.
I just did the windmill and, like, kicked my shoes off.
This dance battle, I talked about nodding, so, okay.
bring that book to the table.
Yeah. Okay. So she gets married and fucks a bunch of dudes on her honeymoon, or, like, on her wedding night?
Yeah, him and his two friends.
After they all pee in a parking lot.
Actually, yeah. It's so fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Have y'all ever peed in a parking lot?
Hell yeah.
I think I peed with you in a parking lot.
Yeah, sure.
I helped my friend pee on a lawn once.
Hell yeah.
I can't believe I'm going to tell the story. We were, like, partying in, like, a parking lot before, like, a concert. Mm-hmm. And if you have to, like, go all the way inside, so I just peed in between some cars.
I'm not going to go all the way.
Yeah. I think that was, like, the most ridiculous, though, because it was, like, daylight and there's, like, people walking around.
Dump them out.
Live your truth.
Yeah.
Okay, let me finish.
Okay, so Samantha is our character.
L
is this character.
Samantha is from Tangled and Tinsel. Yeah. I probably shouldn't even told you that because I'm just going to confuse you.
So Samantha's peeing.
L. So L has to take a piss.
And Samantha and L got married.
Did they stay with the hotel there, Sano?
Emily.
5 stars.
What color was her outfit?
It's the win.
It was the win?
Yeah.
That's my favorite hotel.
I made that up.
It's my favorite one. Ew. Fitness?
They don't say.
No. I got Excalibur. I don't know. Let me make
it
judgments
says five
about
star.
Her.
Circus. He's a football player.
Oh, they probably have the win.
Oh, yeah, he's a football player.
Or it's Caesars. I don't know.
Are his friends football players?
But that's not even the worst part. Yes, they are football players.
That's not the worst part, that she banged them all on her wedding night?
After an epic walk of shame, you find out he's the insanely famous bad boy quarterback who's in the midst of cleaning up his act.
Why is that bad? L or Samantha, whatever your name is, get it together. Oh no, I accidentally married a famous football player.
Who's like a bad boy kind
better
of
than
hot.
This guy works at Kinko's.
Like, yeah.
It also
didn't
seem in the book like she didn't know beforehand.
Okay.
So I don't know why that's
she's like, already gaslighting us. Love it.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe she realized that he was someone because obviously you can't be there and be partying and it like not be like have private treatment or like something. But she was like, oh, that's who he is.
Well, she probably doesn't know a lot about him either. Without
she
like
knows
Googling.
A lot about him now.
Oh, yeah.
And his friends. Okay.
Physically. So now I have to pretend like I like him sober until I can skip town with an annulment and a shirt that reads, I'd hit that. Except for bam, what? Tiny hiccup, his personality cancels out his hot face. Let's not mention how you definitely took a trip to Pound Town with his friends. So yeah, that's what happens in Vegas. You get not so lucky even when you think you hit the jackpot.
Not so lucky.
Not.
His personality cancels out his hot face.
Yeah.
Does that mean he has a shitty personality? Or she's like, I'm really hoping I don't like your personality so that I can bail.
They don't like each other.
But I bet they love each other. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they met one night and they're like, let's go get married. Very Britney Spears style.
So she actually meets the friends first at a club.
Okay.
And he's like talking to his agent because the thing about him being a bad boy is that he plays for the Raiders.
Oh, okay.
And he just lost the Super Bowl. Mm. And on live TV, he told the owner of the Raiders to suck his dick.
First of all, side note. Google what the owner of the Raiders looks like.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I would show y'all, but my phone is being used to record. But
is he hot?
No. You know what? I'm going to let you decide.
I was like, where's my phone? Same problem.
I'm hoping I can look it up. Look it up.
Please do.
Is that charged?
No, it's good. This works.
Let's see what happens. You're a football. You know what the coach of the Raiders looks like. Or is it just that memorable?
I think it's the owner of the Raiders. Right. Did he tell the owner to suck a dick or the coach? Owner.
Maybe it was like a nice invite. Like he was really like, you know what would make us both feel better?
I think if it's who I'm thinking of.
Mark Davis?
Did they see a picture?
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That haircut.
Oh.
Wow. That's who Emily's going to cast in the next book.
Oh, fuck.
That's why it's such a specific owner that I'm like,
sir. Sir. Okay. Well,
pretty bad.
So pretty bad.
Then you're like, I mean, I would see it to tell him to go fuck off, you know, or something.
So now his agent is like, you can't be coming on to this guy. I know he's irresistible.
That bowl haircut. But
love it.
So obviously he's going to leave the team. So
he's leaving or he's being kicked off.
He's leaving. He's actually is already like,
it was not mutual. I bailed.
Yeah, I quit. You can fire me.
He signed with the 49ers and he's taking his two best friends with him.
Ooh.
Who are the ones that he tag teamed.
But they fuck.
Elway.
They are best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she meets them and he's off with his agent and they call and they're like, you got to come down here. They meet. They're instantly like super attracted to each other. Mm. She's in Vegas because her best friend's like there for like a DJ.
She DJed at the club or something.
Yeah, it's 4th of July. Okay. And so he's like, come down here. You know, I'll get you guys tickets, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they get on this like party bus and he's like, I just want to take you home. Like, let's just do this. And let's she's like, the night is early.
Yeah.
Like, I might have other options.
Oh.
And they're basically like, she's like, what are you going to do for me if I go home with you?
Right. Marry you.
And I think, well, I think they're just trying to like one up each other, like with like a challenge, you know? I can't even remember what they were, but they were so stupid.
Yeah.
But I can't remember if it's him or if it's her that says, let's get married right now.
Oh,
and she's like, hell yeah, let's go. And so they literally just pull over and go get married at Little White Chapel.
They just go for it.
Yeah.
My friend Haley got married there. It's fun. Aww. It is. There is something like when you see it that you're like, we should do that. Let's just go and drive through. Like, wouldn't that be silly? Like, it's fun. Like, it's,
we're here already.
I could see that, like, if there's enough alcohol involved. Like, yes, I already want to, like, renew my vows. And I'm like, we got married yesterday. And, like, I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah. They're wasted.
What if we all three got remarried there?
Okay.
I was like, to each other.
To our husbands.
Happy Valentine's Day.
We have a vow renewal, like all of us.
I vote that we do a bit of a different honeymoon experience.
Yeah. We went with Barbara and her husband.
I'm saying not like this book. What?
I was letting them know that we went on your honeymoon trip with you.
Oh, no, literally.
Your anniversary.
Literally, yeah. Because we didn't take a honeymoon. And then we went for like an anniversary trip.
We'll go with you.
And then you did. And it was a really good time. And we met a falcon. And it was great.
Yeah.
Bernie asked the same thing about when you guys went to Mexico after your wedding. He was like, why didn't we go?
I know. I was like, it'd be fun if we had our friends here with us.
That's what I'm saying.
Why didn't we get invited?
Anyway, so let's all get remarried.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
We can go to that fancy Taco Bell.
Oh, the one in Vegas?
Yeah.
That was the best part of the trip I went on.
Oh, you've been?
I went, yeah. The Taco Bell Cantina or whatever the hell. Yeah, I'm fancy. And we went and it was amazing. And it was the best part of the trip except for the medieval times version they have in Vegas, which was amazing. And the best part of the trip was Taylor Swift.
Oh, you saw Taylor Swift there.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have heard of Taylor Swift. But
never heard of her before.
She's one of my favorite artists. You should check out her music.
She's this indie unknown
I think
singer.
She likes football too. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
What do these people look like?
This is the problem with my books.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
So did they go to the Taco Bell Cantina?
No.
Did they see Taylor Swift?
No.
So
why
so
even
this
go
is
to
not
Vegas?
A Vegas
so
book.
They go to Little White Chapel, which is where Michael Jordan got married as well.
Good to know.
And Britney.
To each other?
No, different years. I know.
Different people.
Different people. But they go there. Do they do the drive-through option or do they go in?
No, they go in. They have like a whole, everybody on the bus goes in.
Like, this will be so funny. We're all
fucked up. The boys are the best men. Oh, we haven't guessed the pages.
So how many pages are in the book?
308. Oh, and this came out in July 2023. I'm really bad at this.
This really just recently came out.
Yeah.
37.
So she released this book and then had drama about Tangled and Tinsel.
Ooh.
Probably at the same time. Okay. Anyway, so 337, you said?
308.
What number did you say?
I said 37.
Ooh. Because they got it. They meet right away.
They're in Vegas.
They go fuck the first night that they meet. So I think that the first coming is 16.
It's 131.
Oh, God.
So we actually don't.
I'm winning this dance battle.
We actually don't see the honeymoon night.
Do they talk about it?
It's like mentioned in passing,
Wild.
Yeah, the book opens up with her doing the walk of shame to the Uber pickup.
Okay.
Funny, she's wearing like a bodycon with like a button up, but the buttons are ripped out, so she's like holding it closed on her tummy. So we only know the events because she's like recounting it to her sister over the phone.
Okay.
Is the whole book just text message exchange?
There's a lot of text messages. They're pretty funny. Only because, okay, I'll get to that. But I think also they got married because
they're soulmates.
But he's trying to clean up his image.
No.
It's funny.
She just thought, like, whatever, he's famous, he's got money, we'll just get an annulment.
Right.
This is literally just for fun.
Right. This is like Britney Spears' family coming in the next morning going, yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah. So yeah, they definitely are just like having fun.
There are no consequences to any of our actions.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody does money. This in okay. Vegas. Yeah. So he comes and he picks her up in the morning after, you know, she like left her phone number or whatever. And he picks her up to go to the courthouse and they're immediately like all over each other. And she's like, I don't double dip. Like, I don't do relationships. I'm a busy. She's a busy.
I don't
busy,
sleep with my husband.
Yeah.
Basically. She's a busy businesswoman. Uh-huh. So she doesn't want to have a relationship with anybody.
Okay.
But
where does she live?
She's from the Bay Area.
Okay.
And her friend are opening up a salon and a spa. She's an esthetician.
Oh, ooh. My God.
Wait, what was I saying?
So they are going to the.
The courthouse.
Courthouse.
Yeah. And they're like all over each other. And she's like, okay, well, maybe I'll sleep with you. Maybe I'll sleep with you.
Maybe I'll sleep with you.
Maybe I'll sleep with my husband.
And they're literally like making out on the hood of a car.
Oh my God.
In like the courthouse, like parking lot.
And what they're a bad like, boy. We're here to break up.
Basically.
I'm going to miss you.
So they go inside and the judge is like, so you're not of sound mind at the time. Like you're blackout drunk. You don't remember. And they're like, yeah, we don't remember.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the only real way to get like an annulment. Like if you're not.
Right.
Like you didn't know what you were doing.
You can't like sign legal documents, I assume, if you're incapacitated.
Yeah.
But that's all that judge does all day long.
Right.
But
probably.
Yeah.
So it turns out that Elle posted a video to Instagram of basically her being like, I fucking married quarterback Crew. She says his whole name, Crew Matthews.
Oh, my God.
His name is Crew.
Crew.
C-R-E-W?
Yeah.
I hate that.
What does he look like?
Dark hair, blue eyes, like just Travis a Kelce. Hunk.
Oh, yeah. He's Travis Kelce. What does she look like?
She, Trilia does that thing. Trilina?
Oh, where you can't, she doesn't really say what she looks like.
She's every woman.
She's Taylor Swift. Or is she
It's
you?
So funny because that's exactly what I was thinking on my way over here.
You're like, tee-hee-hee. Okay.
Taylor so she posted a video announcing.
Yeah. So
have you guys heard of Crew Matthews? Well, that's my husband.
Better than Cody.
Ooh, yeah. What are we on the name ranking? Is Crew above or below Cody?
God, I'm gonna have to say below. Because what even is that?
Crew.
It's like being
worse.
Named Table. Like, I mean, he was Crew.
V-neck. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what do you? That's not a name.
Yeah.
Is it? Am I just like blanking out on how that's an incredibly popular name? It's not a name.
I don't know. I feel like it's like a new age, like kind of,
well,
you know, like Cruz for
banned.
A first name.
Yeah. I feel like if his name was spelled C-R-U, that'd be like.
It's like Gru.
Yeah.
All right. Matthews.
Okay, so the judge is like.
And the judge is like, you guys,
yeah,
you're
not. I'm not giving you an annulment.
Because you clearly are so excited that you posted this and told everybody about it.
Yes.
Oh.
And
although, but she was fucked up when she did that.
How did she go like, oh, P.S. judge, check out this reel. Like,
yeah.
Well, she thought that her Instagram was private, but it's not.
So and I assume that it's also made all the tabloids and stuff where they're like, this famous football player got married last night.
Nothing has happened yet, I don't think, because it's literally like the very next day.
I'm just saying, like when Britney Spears got married, TMZ the next morning was like, this just happened because the paperwork flagged it.
True, yeah.
Ooh.
But I guess with these books, as I'm learning that I can't even ask what the hotel room is or like what they ordered to eat, details don't matter.
Mm-hmm. But for you, you really need to paint the picture.
I do. I'm a personality-based person. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to write down more details.
Okay, yeah. Or just make some shit up.
Yeah, just lie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Lie to your babies.
That's me.
What the fuck was I talking about?
So they go something to the judge Instagram. Is like, fuck no, you're gonna stay married. You guys have a connection. You guys are soulmates. You're meant to be together. Yeah. This is a love story.
You're making out on the hood of that car.
The only way to give you a divorce.
That was the hood of my car.
Like, God damn it.
I was trying.
So I'm quit this job.
I was in the car.
I had just parked.
God.
I had my dash cam on. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
So then they're like, fuck, guess we'll stay married.
Well, no, he said the only way you can get a divorce in Vegas is to be a resident, which takes 30 days. Or you can do it in California, which is where they're originally from, I guess, right. Which takes 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's like, at the end of 30 days, I'll grant you your divorce.
Oh my God, it's like 90 day fiance or like 30 day wife.
Yeah.
30 days 30 in.
Day divorce yeah. law.
So immediately, I want to say too, the judge is friends of the owner.
Oh.
And I think that
I'm picturing the owner with
yeah,
the.
Yeah, you're picturing what the owner of the Raiders looks like. Yeah.
Why would you be friends with him and not tell him to change his hair? It's not a good friend.
Again, if you are just listening, which is everybody.
Look it up, please, God.
Press pause. We'll be here when you get back. We love you. You know. But also, Google owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. And then whatever comes up on the images, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah,
that's
and not then take the, like, your time to process that, because you'll need a minute. And then right. join us back.
Yeah.
Here we are all in hell together.
And then, hi, welcome back.
The show should be called 30 Day Divorcee.
Oh my Ooh. God. Get her in a writer's room. She's ready.
Emily Hornberg.
30 day divorcee. After 30 days, you have to decide if you want to stay married.
Look at that.
Oh my. And we should base it out of Vegas.
Yes.
Where you only just catch the people that
we should all go
in.
To Vegas and get divorced.
Oh my God.
And then get remarried. Oh,
we'll have to stay there for 30 days though to silence
oh, no.
residency.
Oh no.
We can gamble our life away.
Taylor Swift is coming back soon. Oh no.
Oh yeah. Oh, whoever else is doing a residency there.
Mm. Erica Jane.
Oh my God.
All right. So okay. They got to stay in Vegas. They're residents now.
Yes. So he's pissed.
So they're doing 30 day divorcee.
Yes. Mm, yeah. Obviously it's like a punishment.
He's pissed where he's like, I knew it. Like, he's trying to fuck me over. He's trying to teach me a lesson.
Yes. Mm. And, the other thing that's fucked up is that means that he can't leave Vegas. I don't really know why this makes a difference. Like, they're like,
we just don't think about details.
Don't yeah. step outside the city limits, basically.
Like, you're on the lam and it's like.
Like, as if he's like has like parole or something.
Yeah. He tells them both not to leave the city limits. Obviously, just for the story. Let's
Interesting. Not. It's fine. Yeah. That's how yeah. the law works, everyone. What are you, a lawyer? Please
yeah.
don't. You're going to email us.
Don't
oh, God.
Chime in. Like,
don't get Damien to tell us what's up.
I'm a judge or in Vegas.
Him. Or tell him. Tell Damien to reach out. What's up?
Oh, hey.
So so that also means that he can't go to the 49ers training.
Busy business oh. boy.
Because the season's about to start.
Oh, no.
What position does he play?
He's QB.
Quarterback.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
He's like the main
I'm
guy.
I'm learning stuff.
I'm new to football, too. This is
he's
great.
He's a hut, QB. Hut. Yeah, he's the one that goes like, what to do?
Pick six. Yeah. I don't.
And then he goes, and then he gets blasted from beside. Like,
breaks a finger.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, my fingy. They're not supposed to sack me.
Okay, so he's that guy. Got it.
So, yeah. So he's like the main one.
Yeah.
He's a star.
He's important.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting what I'm talking about.
He can't go.
He can't leave the city.
Oh, yes. Okay, so this is why she gets mad at him, because he's like, fuck, this is going to ruin my life. What am I going to fucking do? All because I married this stupid fucking girl for one night.
Happens.
Blah, blah. So she starts taking like offense to that, because she's just as
his wife. Yeah.
Well, also
yeah.
like
life partner.
We did this together.
Yeah.
I'm just as much.
I didn't do this to you.
Suffering as you are. Like, yeah. don't. You know what I mean? And so obviously she can't work.
She can go run her salon, busy businesswoman.
Yeah. And that is a hands-on job.
It
yeah.
literally is. Yeah.
He does offer to pay her what she would make in the month, because obviously she's going to have to cancel.
Yeah, but she has clients, and it's hard to reschedule yeah. those clients, and those clients might go somewhere else.
I'm
well, since she
him.
Is opening up her own space, she did keep her schedule like super minimum, because okay. she was going to be doing the big move, so it kind of timed out
worked
well.
Out. And he can actually pay for the contractor to get the business set up.
Yeah, so... They, on the way to her new hotel, because mm-hmm. that's where he lives. It's not a 5-star honeymoon suite. It is where he lives. He lives at the hotel.
Okay.
She's
he played for the Raiders, so that's why he has a residence there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He lives in a hotel. she's texting with her friends and her sister, mm-hmm. and they're basically like betting that she's gonna sleep with him.
Like, you're gonna fuck him. You might as well.
Yeah.
You're
be with him for Why? And so they take that bet. Yeah.
Well, she takes the bet, uh-huh. and she says she's not gonna sleep with him.
Okay. I assume it's judge's orders that they must share a bed and they must stay together.
One bed only. Sex.
Yeah. Like, this is like Temptation Island, of where they're like, you guys have to like be together.
It's gonna be the best reality show.
Oh, what was that? Was that the ultimatum? Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
It's basically the ultimatum.
Yeah. Okay. So he steals her phone because he knows that she's like talking about him.
But it's already a nosy, toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Aww. They're meant to be.
These crazy kids.
So he reads about the bet, and then he ends up getting everybody's phone numbers and inserts himself into a group chat with everybody.
Stop it.
And tells them that he's going to have Elle screaming his name by tonight. And if he doesn't, then he'll pay them $1,000 every day that she holds out, which would be $30,000.
Okay. Wow. Okay. This guy's insane.
Could you imagine if you got a text message from a guy that I was dating that said that? Where you'd be like, is Emily okay?
Like, Emily, what the fuck?
Like, uh-oh. Again, oh, no. Things that don't exist in real life.
Correct. That are like Vegas.
Very problematic, of where you're like, this guy is demanding that he's going to fuck me really bad, you know?
This guy
does say something about how, like, he would never force her, and that's super gross, but they are so fucking horned up for each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, every second that they're together in the book, it is just insane.
Clearly.
But they're like, I don't want to be with you.
Immediately him being like, it's going to happen. It's going to be tonight. She's going to be screaming my name. I'm $1,000 a day. It was his idea to get married.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
I think it might have been.
It has to be. Because he saw them, snooped on her phone, stole her phone, just to be like, you fucking talking about me, wife? And then he sees that they're talking about him. And instead of doing the like, well, I'll just help her lose that bet, he's like, I'm inserting myself.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
so many ways. And
because I totally want this divorce, too.
Let's get some money on the line.
Yeah.
This guy is, yeah, it's his own fault.
He's a bad boy QB.
Yeah. So they go back to the hotel room, and she's still kind of like pissed off at him, especially because now he's saying that
you're ruining my life, but I'm also going to fuck you.
Yes. Yes. So she like goes down. She doesn't have any of her luggage or anything yet. So she just like goes down to the cabana and like orders a bunch of room service. And
she's like, I'm going to charge it up.
Charges it all to his like room.
Smart.
And he comes downstairs and is like so upset, and she immediately thinks it's because of all the room charges, but it's because she left without her wedding ring on.
This oh my god. Oh my god. So I don't want to be married to you. It's ruining my fucking life that I have to be here for 30 days. You don't have your wedding ring on. What the fuck?
Like, yeah.
Pick a lane, dude.
Yeah. Like, well, which one is it?
I think it turns out that his agent had recommended, because of his like deal that's going on with the 49ers, he doesn't want to be portrayed like a certain way in the media. So they're like, if you're going to have to stick this out for 30 days, maybe let's test
it and see.
Well, let's play it up.
Yeah.
And use it to our advantage.
Okay.
Some PR. Good press.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm married. I'm a good guy.
But I can't go do practice because I have to stay in Vegas because I'm wanting to get an annulment.
Don't think too hard. Don't think too hard. It's circus Vegas law. 30-day divorcee.
Steve Wynn is the judge.
Don't worry about it.
30-day divorcee.
So, yeah.
Okay, so then he's like, you are not wearing your wing.
Yeah, basically.
And she's like, oh, okay.
So she puts on the ring, but
the gumball ring or something too. Like, where
it was like two dice
for real.
Yeah, it was like from the chapel.
Oh my god,
God,
it was a Vegas ring.
Can we again, when we go to Vegas at some point, we need to go find a ring that looks like that?
Yes, yeah. We'll get divorced. We'll get remarried with those rings. Yeah. We'll all have matching rings.
Yes,
but I'm understanding why she didn't wear the ring now.
Yeah, like, she's like, that's the ugliest fucking ring I've ever had in my life.
They end up hooking up. That night.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. She's like, I'm sorry I didn't wear my dice ring.
I can't remember why she gave in, but he was busy.
Because she wanted it.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to, because she's horned up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because he said, I'm going to fuck you, and she said, okay.
So as the sister and everybody, I'd be fucking pissed. Like, I want $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
You can't hold out for one. It was your bet. Like, ugh.
So she doesn't actually lose the bet.
Because she didn't scream his name.
Yes.
Because his name is stupid. Maybe if you had a good name, it'd be easy to scream.
Right.
Like Elon Musk for Emily.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Like Cody for Barbara.
I'll take it.
It's better than the Eli.
I'm not screaming anybody. I'll scream Duolingo.
Jeff told us all about it.
Jeff wishes. Jeff wishes he was Elon Musk. Not really. I don't know. He's going to be pissed. He's going to listen to this and go, what? I don't think I'm Elon Musk.
Jeff, you're a good girl. Jeff,
she calls out Elon in her sleep.
Oh, my God. Ew. I don't even have a Tesla. Y'all both drive Teslas.
What the fuck? I have a Prius.
Yeah, I don't even know how to open a Tesla. We're just lying now. I have a Cyberdrive. Now we just lie.
You're the liar.
I'm a famous quarterback, so I drive what they give me. All right, my question is, what does she scream? Does she scream anything?
Yeah, I mean, oh, God. And
she screams his friend's name.
Emily's going to be screaming it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we're reading. That's
so the first coming is her first screaming.
Is her winning the bet, but still having sex with him.
Yeah. All I think that's what we're going to read.
All right.
Yeah. So how many times do they just, like, fuck all the time?
Pretty fucking much.
Do they hook up with the friends again?
Yes.
Does he hook up with the friends, too? Or is it just, like, we're all here hanging out doing the same
thing? No, it's just that, like...
They're just, like, high-fiving.
Your whole, my whole... Take turns. Great. That kind of thing.
But they don't, like, they don't touch each other's dicks.
No, none of that. Yeah. Okay. This is just bros.
Both.
It's just team.
They're just playing video games. I'm up. Okay.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay.
Dibs. Actually, they do say that.
Dibs?
Or is it my turn? And my turn.
Because there's fucking jock bros.
Who's got next?
That's his wife.
And she's just laying there like, okay, I have a hole open. Like, what the fuck?
She's definitely not doing that.
She's screaming. Does she even know whose name to scream?
Actually, he uses her wanting to sleep with the guys again.
As leverage?
Yes. So he basically gets them all together in the room and they got her all like horned up and then they all step away. And he's like, only if you say my name.
Oh.
This needy motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wear your ring. Say my name. Your name sucks.
Your name sucks. I don't want to say it, okay?
In one of those, that same night, she says one of the other guy's name.
Before his?
Yes.
Uh-oh. What's that guy's name? Do we know?
TJ and Nate. I think she yells out TJ.
TJ!
Yeah, he's from Kentucky or something.
Ooh, how is that for you, Barbara?
I have a cousin named TJ.
Oh, no.
Would you rather say crew or TJ?
I'm leaving this house. We're not... And from then on, it was two people in the podcast.
This is her resignation.
Cody, where are you?
You're like, I'm sorry, Cody. I took you for granted.
I didn't know what I had. All right.
So there is a point where they are all going to hook up again. And Crew just does not.
He doesn't want to share anymore.
He doesn't want to share anymore.
He's in the corner like, no.
Well, oh he basically like.
What happened to him that made his attachment style?
He starts going like, I have a knot. I can't leave.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to leave.
So they leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro.
It's all mine. I called dick.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Do we want... to read?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so where are we in the story on this?
So he
did the bet.
Yeah, he did the bet. This is right after the cabana. There is a lot of foreplay leading up to the part that I highlighted.
Okay. So, but this isn't when she screams his name for the first time.
That does not happen.
Which is why she not. Wins the bet.
Yeah, that never happens.
She never does it.
Never does
They stay married and she's just like, no.
No, they don't stay married.
Oh,
Okay, let's read about them fucking and then we'll find out
Valentine's
about what
happens. And we've literally got a 30-day divorcee.
He's probably going to be like, I want it to mean something more because I love you so much.
I don't give a fuck. We're already married.
Yeah.
You want me to wear my ring? I'm upset. Crew.
I got used to wearing this ugly dice ring, okay?
Like, for what?
Yeah. I'll tell you guys. Let's read the scene and then I'll tell you guys what happens. All right.
I'll reserve some judgment.
I also want to say that he never got to go down on her when they were sharing her on.
Because there was always something down there.
If he wanted to, he would.
Somebody else was down there at the time.
Wow.
And so he never got to. So this is all he's been talking about.
So then what is he doing while someone's head is down there?
Pouting in the
making
corner.
Making out of her with her? Just sitting there jerking off?
Video games?
Mouth?
No, oh, like just kiss her? Or shove his dick in her mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So he was busy with her mouth and then was like, oh man, someone else is going down on her.
Like he wanted a 69er. He wanted to get on all fours.
I don't know. He doesn't say, but he just says that was the one thing that he didn't get to do that night. And
she's
so
like,
that's
stop fucking ruining this book, guys. Crew is hot.
Okay.
So we need to know that he was upset that he couldn't go down on her. The
he's
first
a little mystery.
On
not
wedding
upset,
night.
But he wanted to.
And well, he wants to get upset about.
He doesn't want to share his toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's my ugly ring? Okay. Oh, fuck yes comes out. Is this from his POV?
Yes.
Yes. Fuck yes comes out hoarse and strange just as I dive down between her legs, flattening my tongue and drawing it all the way up, devouring her arise. I'm sorry. Devouring her arousal. You can tell I already went like, oh, okay. So, oh, shit. She hisses. Oh, sit. That's how you would hiss that. She hisses. Sucking in a breath and slapping the counter. So is she in the kitchen counter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What does she think she is? Sweetest oblivion? Okay, but I want to taste all her fucking pleasure. Take her into me. Drink her cum.
Oh, Emily. Okay.
The tip of my tongue flicks her clit before I suck it between my lips and let it go with a pop. God damn, you taste so fucking good. I spit on her clit before diving down and sucking it again. He does a lot of diving work. A lot of like going in.
Goodness.
Woo!
Is it hot in here?
Fuck. She gasps, already writhing again underneath me, but I pull back again, trying to shove her legs wider. She's like, that's as wide as I go. ow, my hip flexors. I would have never stopped eating you had I known you tasted this good. They still actively want to get a divorce at this moment, which mm-hmm. is what is so...
Apparently they do. They don't stay married, Emily.
He's like, I love you. Taste this. So good. I want to taste Bye. You. You're amazing. You're the hottest thing ever. But like, we're on day 28. Okay. My mouth covers her swollen clit again as I growl and hum, gliding my tongue between the fold of her lips.
Do you think he's humming a song?
Ooh.
It's our theme song.
Yeah. I promised to clean her up, lick her fucking clean, and I'm going to do just that. Hey. Eleanor lifts. Oh, her name's Eleanor.
Yeah.
Oh, not L. But it's L. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But he goes back and forth. Okay.
Yeah.
Eleanor lifts her head, already breathless, as her fingers weave through my hair before she tugs, forcing me to begrudgingly leave heaven. No.
No.
What do I taste like? She pants. I like you filthy. With my eyes locked on hers, I let go of her leg and rise up, bringing my hand between her legs. We never break eye contact as I circle the rim of her cunt before pressing inside with two fingers, making her gasp and arch her back again. You taste like pussy.
No shit, crew.
She's like, yeah, crew, that's all right. What it is. Out of anything you could describe it as, you taste like, you referred to it as heaven earlier.
I kind of thought it was like cool that he said that though, because you know how, and the
loves it.
But no, you know how in the books they're always like, she tasted like fucking
yeah.
pineapple and
yeah. No, she doesn't.
She knows like what it is though.
He's like, you taste like a puss.
Maybe she's hoping he's going to say something stupid like that.
Yeah. She's
tastes
like okay.
a cantaloupe.
She's like,
you taste like a spouse.
She's like, all right, 28 more days. All right, TikTok. You know, I can feel the arrogant smirk on my face as I stroke the inside.
Oh, so he's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
He's being a shit.
You taste like my friend.
He's like, you taste like TJ.
I just got that. Stupid ass.
He's like, was TJ here earlier?
It's so fucking good.
Oh, I fucking love it. As I stroke the inside of her warm cunt, feeling it contract around my knuckles, I press in and out slowly, curling them to hit that spot that's making her eyes roll back. All the while... licking my lips because my mouth's jealous of my fingers.
Fuck. Crew. Get it together.
Fucking crew. He's like, oh, I want to be the fingers right now. Oh, it's not fair.
I thought there was something I could do about it.
Lick my chops. She exhales small, begging mules. Another mule.
Mule.
So I draw my fingers out slowly, reaching out with my free hand to grab the string of her bikini between her tits and pull, forcing her forward as I bring my lust-coated fingers to her lips.
Read it.
This is our first. And pussy tastes good. Open wide for daddy.
That's not allowed.
Emily just lifted her butt off the chair.
You're going to fall over. Oh, no.
This is the first daddy we've had.
Damien wasn't daddy?
Damien, I never read him say, call me daddy. Like, I'm your daddy.
I think we called him that. But
I think we called him, like, yeah. I mean, we've called lots of people our daddies. But, like.
Wow. Oh, boy.
She grabs my wrist, sucking my fingers between her lips before circling her tongue over the rough skin. It's because he's a quarterback. He's got, like, rough hands. Oh, my God. Do I like crew now? You're a dirty little bitch, aren't you? You keep being a good girl, and I'll let you do a little comparison between your pussy and my cum.
Divorce.
Straight to jail.
Oh, my God.
I shove my fingers back inside her mouth as I dip back down, thrusting my tongue between her hairs to get an even better taste of everything I missed. Eleanor licks and sucks my fingers like she wishes it was my cock. But it doesn't distract me from what I'm doing. Nothing could. Her pussy is my newest obsession. I could die here and be happy. Yet they get a divorce.
Yet he's... I'm
Her head bobs as I press her back down to the counter as I press her back down to the counter, my fingers staying in her mouth as I grab one of her legs and hook it over my shoulders, sealing my mouth over her throbbing clit again. Oh, fuck, yes, just like that, she moans, pulling my hand from her mouth to palm her tit. She's like, slap. Her hips rock and circle as I lick and suck, tracing figure eights around her clit. I'm eating her harder and faster like I'm fucking starved for her, and my other hand dips underneath the fabric of her top, pinching her beaded nipple. Beaded nipple.
Beaded made me think of the beady turkey eyes.
Ooh.
And
a beaded nipple.
Beaded. Ugh. Beaded like friendship bracelets. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. We're back. Oh, my God. We're back.
And here we are. And you know we didn't know that Taylor had beaded nipples.
Speaking.
Wow.
Wow.
Blasphemy.
Sued. Anyway, speaking of Travis Kelce. She tugs his hair, so he has enough hair to tug.
Yeah, I thought that earlier.
I support that. Yeah,
I had that thought.
Much better move.
I went, ooh, that's nice.
Yep. It's off season.
There you go.
Okay, so, the beaded nipple game. Oh my God, don't stop. You're so good at this. My fingers dig mercilessly into her thigh. My other hand trying to spread wider because I feel feral. I got it.
Rabid and feral. Oh no.
I'm so hungry. My feet are digging into the ground. My
is that
face
what you pictured when you read it? When you read feral? Is that
when you just see it like.
Mother.
My face buried in her pussy. I can feel her pulse, the quickening throbbing beat on my tongue as her clit engorges. It's fucking incredible. The hand I have on her opened thigh runs closer to her cunt until my thumb dips inside, crassly fucking her pussy. Yes. Draws out a husky and full. Oh, wait, no. Yes.
You did a hiss.
Draws out husky and full bodied. It's like a good wine.
Mm-hmm. Did you get your full body into it?
Yes. That hurt my throat. Before she props up on her elbows, tangling her hands in my hair and grinding into my face.
He's got
it's
hair.
It's enough to tangle.
Tangling hair. Mm-hmm.
Eat it like that. Oh, fuck. Lick me clean. I wasn't lying when I said she fucking tasted good. You didn't say she tasted good. You said she tasted like pussy, which I guess is good, but like, you know.
He said good and heaven in his head, though.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that. She needs to communicate.
You got to
crew.
That's why they got divorced.
Crew. That's why she wasn't wearing the ring. She didn't know you needed it.
I mean,
it.
He obviously likes it.
Yeah, he's feral. The girl is brazen and it makes me want more. I want her to come all over my face screaming my name.
She won't.
Not she's gonna. Not going to. That's why you're gonna get divorced. Mm-mm. She's panting and moaning, begging and fucking my face. Please, 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 please. I want to come. Please. I chuck her other leg over my shoulder.
Chuck. For fuck's sake, crew!
Crew is chucking a leg over your shoulder. The other one. She's already got one up.
Then yeah, he's like, get hurl up. Me off this tile counter.
Like,
God
he's
damn it.
Throwing like a sack of potatoes.
That took her out of it. I know yeah. it did.
She was like, ow, okay. Like, I was fine.
I'm
not
going to scream your name.
Yeah.
Messing up the rhythm.
Gripping her ass with ferocity as I eat her like it's the last thing I'll ever do. She's pulling my hair, desperate for my mouth to fuse to her pussy as I rake her flesh with my fingers, growling, wanting her fucking release. I'm a slave to my basest instincts. I think that's supposed to be my basic instincts.
Yeah.
B-A-S-E-S-T.
He's feral. That's what we know.
It's Kindle Unlimited.
It's Kindle Unlimited.
I'm a slave to my basest instincts. That was the way that took us out of it is how chucking a leg over a shoulder will take a woman out of it. Jerking her body closer to my mouth, sliding her halfway off the counter. She's like, ow.
She's gonna hurt herself.
Yeah, okay. Like it's like yeah.
We're not like, in football. Like
you, ow, I think it's like
lubrication.
Yeah, it's my
same
back.
Team right now.
Yeah, because every bit of her fucking desire has spread between her thighs and in between her ass cheeks. She farted. On all and all over my face. It's fucking heaven. Oh my God. She gasps, a hand grabbing my shoulder. I chuckle deep and menacing because her her panting sounds like a desperate whine. And it's music to my ears. She's coming. Her gorgeous chants fill the space, mixing with the slaps of her hand on the
fill the space.
The chants are filling the space.
I can't.
Mixing with the slaps of her hand on the counter as my tongue moves faster and faster, I suck on the swollen flesh until I can feel her thighs begin to quiver. Her hand on my head viciously pulls at my hair until she's screaming, yes, yes. Yes, yes. A violent gush. Ugh.
Violent.
A tsunami.
Oh, a violent gush. I'm just picturing in The Shining, just when the elevator's open.
God, she's not on her period.
Yeah, but it's a violent gush. Coats my lips as she squirts into my mouth. Her cum slathering my chin as I tilt my head. Rubbing my cheek all over her wet cunt, wanting her on me before I lick from her ass to her pussy. You know. Thank you.
Woo! It's really
that
fucking
was a journey.
Hard
it's really
hard. Yeah, it's from the
I
violent...
can't even look at you. Like, usually when you read, I'm like, I should be polite and not look at Emily, but now I'm like, oh my God.
I know. I'm going to maintain eye contact with everybody. You have to hear about the violent gush and him rubbing his face all over it. He's like, I'm going to get as much of my mouth as I can. It's like,
I'm going to chuck your leg over my
Pa! pop it over here, and I'll pop this over there. God. All right. So that sounds like they're pretty into each other. She violently gushes. He can't get enough.
He's feral. She's violent.
Yeah.
He's so, detaching her hips and throwing them across the room. He's
digging into her. What?
I cannot.
Is that how you read it in your head? Is that how it was? Is that exactly how it went?
Yeah. What color is the countertop?
White.
That's what I pictured.
I pictured white. For
okay.
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
That sounds like an Emily question. So the judge
gets... So they get to the end of their 30-day divorcee show.
Like, never mind.
The judge who is the host is like, hi, guys. Seems like he's had a really interesting season.
She's like, I fucking hate the 49ers. Bye.
She was like, oh, I thought he was going to be with the Raiders. I've decided to be with the owner of the Raiders instead.
Ew.
Again, take the time. Google it.
Remember
owner
it.
Of the Las Vegas Raiders football
team. People are
going to
be mad at us.
You blocked it
Google
out.
Him.
Picture it again. They're always at us. And yet they come back. Yep. I don't know.
That haircut is not Photoshopped. That is what he has chosen to wear his hair like.
It's probably for plugs or something, right?
There's no excuse. There's no explanation.
It's been like that.
Maybe he lost a bet.
Anyways. He lost the original 30
He didn't scream someone's name. Okay. Okay.
So the why judge the is like, welcome to the finale.
Why did they get divorced?
The lawyer gets pulled from the case. I mean, the lawyer gets the judge pulled from their case
conflict
and gets a new judge.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they fucked on his car, and so that's probably personal.
Yeah.
And so
he realized, hey, none of this is legal to force someone to not be
not
able
a judge.
To leave the city. You're not even charged as a city. You're in charge of the county.
It was Andrew from Rent-A-Judge.
Oh, my God. He called judge.com. Okay.
So the new judge automatically gives them the divorce.
It just processes.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, oh, this is like, normal.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Here's your divorce. So he comes back from practice or whatever. And
honey, I'm home.
She signed the paperwork and left the ring.
Oh, and it's like, she rolled the dice.
This girl's cold.
She leaves a note and she's like, you know.
Okay, that was a fun.
It was epic.
The memories.
But like when he left, he was like, I'm going to be back. Oh.
Did she literally say it was epic?
Something like that.
Dear God, I hope that's all it says. It was epic. Thanks.
No,
that
was like, epic. Thanks for an epic
that was fucking
trip
sick.
Around the sun or something. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
These fucking idiots. Okay. Okay.
So, but he goes, they're like, okay, we're going to get, like, the judge is like, yeah, you can do that. So he's like, okay, so now I can go to practice for my job. And he's like, I'll see you when I get home because I still want to fuck you because I'm obsessed with you. And she's like, yeah, sure, bye.
They were
and
literally then, talking about, like, their last supper, like, what they were going to do. Before the 30 days was up, they were like planning out the last like couple of days they had
each other.
Yeah.
And so, what do you want to eat? Well,
like, I like that place we went to that first night we were married.
Yeah.
With my buddies.
Yeah. So
she ghosts.
She ghosts him.
Her ex-husband.
Yeah.
And he's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's healing.
This is why he has abandonment issues.
He was actually, he doesn't have parents.
Oh.
He grew up in the system.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing because I'm thinking, no wonder he ended up with the name Crew.
He gave it to himself.
Oh.
I don't know.
Really? Oh,
no.
My God.
You told me to lie.
Fuck. I'm going to hell.
You're like, I was yes anding, okay?
Dance battle is in hell. Okay.
Okay, so
he
comes back.
He probably does have parents. I don't trust
he's
the word.
Come back. He's abandoned yet again. Sad. She left the dice ring. He's sad.
So, well, you know, she lives in the Bay Area. And
she's got to go open up her salon.
And he's going to be with the 49ers.
Oh, it works out.
Oh.
The geography alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a happy ending.
So they get back together.
Maybe. He goes and chases her and he's like, does he do some big, like...
She shows up at the game.
Oh, she's like
Travis
Kelce
on the
Kelce
field, yeah. Takes her helmet off. Is
she's the other
I'm
quarterback.
I headed it to you. You didn't notice me squatting in front of you.
Oh my God.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was good.
Wild
so
ride.
It seems like it is more about them, and then the friends coming in is just a little spice.
Yeah,
it's not like
friends coming in.
It's not like tucking around where they're like, we're a team.
Oh my God, we're all
yeah.
We're
I not. Think that was kind of like a common like complaint.
Is it the bros weren't also lovers?
Well, right. the book is identified as a reverse harem, and technically, whenever it's a reverse harem, it's like a poly relationship.
There's a connection with each one. I didn't know that. Yeah. I assumed, because I've been afraid of them, I assumed that it was more like, we're all here.
Just multiples.
We have a common hobby.
No, pretty much every single one I've met, they're like in love. Because
in a harem, it's usually the dude and with all the...
What?
That you've met?
That you've read.
That I've read. Did I say met?
You said that I've met.
Oh.
And you have a boyfriend.
Every reverse harem that I've met.
I was thinking about harems.
Every group of people that I have met and fucked
They're my real friends, okay?
Okay, so what do the good people at Goodreads say?
They're mad about the bros not being reverse harem in love.
I wonder what it is when it's just like a casual threesome. You know,
that's
like
what I mean. That's what I thought reverse
that's
harem
That's not considered
was.
A reverse harem, then.
Right.
You know what
so
I mean?
Wonder if that's... Maybe that can be white shoes.
Ooh. It's more of like a casual encounter. But I think when people read reverse harem, they're expecting like a relationship between everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are learning so much. This is educational.
Yeah. I haven't read it and I don't participate in like, you know, I'm not in the Goodreads reviews for these things. I don't have friends who read these things, but I've decided that they're wrong and reverse harem can be just they're all lying and uptake and turn.
Yeah. It can be whatever you want it to be. What's fun about this is that there's no rules.
White shoes.
I've never read a reverse harem like that
wasn't
though.
Like, okay.
No, yeah.
All right, fine.
Maybe that's what it is a wide shoes.
Yeah.
Can be anything.
Yeah.
It can be anything. If there are two D's or two P's or two anything, like if there's just, if it is not just one-on-one, it's a wide shoe.
Throw the judge in there.
Yeah, the judge just rolled.
The initials that you put out were very confusing.
Yeah.
You said a D and a P.
Oh, I meant for puss. I've just read about it.
Yeah.
A violent gush that comes out of a pussy that tastes like pussy.
In heaven.
We got to get it together.
I don't know. The thing's not sometimes, you know?
I learned that.
Okay, Goodreads. Sorry. Once again, we fucking grabbed the steering wheel and drove off the cliff.
That's okay.
She's leaning in.
She's fine.
I'm just here. Aaron.
Wait, is it Aaron or Erin?
Erin.
You have
Erin.
Like a
Erin.
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 Erin. Erin. Erin. Erin. Classify this one under fantasy. She's the top esthetician in the Bay Area, and she used a tanning oil in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She lives.
Oh, my God.
She lives in the...
It's a fantasy.
Not that great.
She lives in the Bay Area, and she had a dishwasher. They Ubered to the Levi Stadium after the game started and still made it in half the time at halftime.
Oh, my
God. So, obviously, Aaron lives in Oakland. Right.
Like, rules Aaron, we don't get it. Exist. Like, a judge told them they're not allowed to leave Las Vegas. They have to live together.
Yeah. Like, okay. All right. Yeah.
It's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy.
The traffic would never allow at that time of day. Like, all right.
It's impossible.
You're right. When you live on esthetician's salary where you can have a washing machine?
If I ever wanted to write a book, that would make me go, I'm not fucking writing a book. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Forget
sorry.
I said anything. Ooh. Anna... I tried, but I still hated it. The female main character was supposed to be this funny girl who enjoys sex, but the author made her seem like a bad version of a man, a real life man. So she was a little like
brassy.
She doesn't like relationships. Basically, everybody that she's been with, she tries to be like super casual with, and they all become like super obsessed with her. So she just likes to go to pound town.
She probably has abandonment issues too.
Probably.
I get it.
So they said that she's more like a boy?
Yeah, she
but
was.
Like a real life man who just won't commit and is just like,
I just want to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could still be funny.
Yeah. Anna's judgy.
Anna, all right. I'm sorry.
So
Anna.
She was also mad.
I'm sorry to whoever hurt you, Anna.
Yeah. And apparently it's not a reverse harem. This was something else.
Oh.
Her BFF is going to be with the guys that she fucked throughout the book. So there's a third book coming out where her friend, the one that was hanging out with the DJ.
Okay.
Ends up with TJ and Nate.
Oh.
Okay. It can still be a reverse harem. That's a totally different book, though.
Yes. I think she's just saying, like, it's gross that she's going to be with TJ and Nate after...
They're Eskimo sisters now.
It's gross that her friend is going to be with the guy she slept with, but it's not gross that his friends fucked his wife.
Yeah.
All right. We got some double standards going on.
Yeah.
We got some interesting...
There's also, like, they weren't in a relationship. They were just having a threesome.
Yeah,
she seems to like much like a man, and a woman wouldn't be comfortable sharing. Like,
right?
Okay,
all right.
Jamie says sports cliches before, after, or during is a hard pass. There was
hard pass.
Hey. Yeah. Football.
Hey. Okay. There was lots of touchdowns.
Hut.
Who's next?
Oh. Oh, was it between the guys talking or was it with her?
No. Eleanor did too. Okay.
She was participating. Everybody was participating.
What was the rating on it?
Oh.
Oh.
Wow, maybe one thing we forgot.
Wow.
Let me
keep reading.
It doesn't matter. We don't.
It matters. Oh. It matters. I'll tell you.
We'll figure it out.
Ellen, in the dedication of this book, the author states that she deliberately didn't describe the female's main character with the intention of giving it a every woman experience, and then proceeded to write a woman who, A, I've never met, and B, could never begin to relate to. Has the author ever had a conversation with a friend or a sister? No woman speaks to another woman like this, like ever.
Hey, Ellen, the author doesn't describe what she looks like.
Physically, yeah.
That's the whole thing, is right. That she gives her a personality that you don't like, you fucking hate it, fine, but that's not what insert yourself means. There's no personality, there's no character, there's no one there.
Right. Yeah, she just, like, she doesn't even say if she's blonde or brunette, right?
Right. She says nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing
she says
about
she has hair
her.
In her puss, though. I saw that.
Yeah.
She does have hair. She says she tastes like pussy.
Yeah. She talks about what she tastes like, but, you know.
Oh, that's the only thing that they ever mention. They never say anything about how big her boobs are, what her body looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He mentions, like, how gorgeous her eyes are and that he's not sure if the memory will hold up to the real thing, but he never says, like, what color they are or anything. Mm.
Did you picture yourself?
Yes.
I
just knew you wanted to hear that.
Yeah. That's what you do.
You're just like, that's me sliding. That's me getting a leg chucked over his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Me dislocating a hip.
Yeah.
It has a 4.03.
Okay.
With 15,237 ratings. Damn. And 2,052 written reviews.
Wow.
Wow. I want 15,000 ratings.
Yeah. This week, everyone please go give us a rating.
Yeah. Everyone just go tell everybody you know.
Trying to hit 15K.
To rate and review.
Please.
Clutch My Pearls Pod on everything that you
everything
know exists.
You can find.
Oh, I did want to bring up, we did get an email.
Ooh.
I don't even know if we told you.
What the fuck? All right. I'm finding out live.
Yeah. We were at work. Uh-huh. But somebody.
Yeah. You two are constantly just having all this fun
coming
without me.
Coming out with us.
I told you to come to
all
work.
All right. I will.
Just literally come
I'll see you
tomorrow.
At the front desk.
I got the room, babe.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah.
Why
it's
choose?
A standing invite.
But some guy wrote in, obviously he's a fan of Fuckface, and he told his wife about the podcast.
Yay.
And she reads smutty books, and he did not realize
how nasty they were,
I guess, until he like listened to, so you know. Uh-huh. And I think the same thing for like Birdie, like you even listening to this podcast, like when we went on a trip like a couple weeks ago, and I was reading on the airplane, and the book that I was reading was really, it's really
just nasty.
But I think he was like, "Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah,
are you reading?
Yeah,
what'd you think?
Yeah, but
not
I,
that.
Yeah,
you want to try it?
I think it's funny when like you know, obviously like listening to the podcast probably opens his eyes to what my books are really about.
Yeah,
except when I'm just like telling him off the cuff,
right,
what they're doing or whatever the book's about. But actually, like, listening to us, like, talking about it or actually, like, reading over my shoulder while I'm reading.
Yeah.
It really.
It's different seeing the words on paper.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah. Changes things.
So then he said, I'm going to bust down the door like a book boyfriend and spice it up.
Oh, yeah.
We're changing lives.
We are. We're changing.
Oh, my God.
Emily told him, darken your eyes.
Oh.
Yep. Tighten your jaw.
I said, darken your eyes, clench your jaw, and give her the knee.
Yep. That's all you need. You got it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, go show her what's up, you know?
Okay. You two are forgiven. We did talk about this.
Okay, good. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. I remember because we were very excited that we are positively influencing so many sex lives.
Yeah. But still, like, just, like, come hang out with us at work.
I think it's, like, even one of those things where it's just, like, communication. You know what I mean? Like, because it was funny because a wife emailed us right after that, and she was talking about how her husband tells her when Fuckface or Break Show talks about Clutch My Pearls.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, I show him when you guys are talking about the boys.
Because I think that there was something where he told her, like, hey, this podcast I listen to, the wives and whatever do shit you like or whatever, you know? Am I talking Fuckface terms for them? Of like, hey, I like the dumb shit y'all do.
What
like,
did they say? Like porn they listen to people fuck.
Oh, yeah. Eric said that it's And one of them said that it's that we listen to people fuck. And I said, no, we read about people fuck.
It's very different.
Very different.
I don't want to listen to, you're the only one I want to listen to talking about people fucking.
You know what? I'm here to change lives.
And you are.
But I think it's cool to like get people talking about things.
Yeah, and sharing it. And I'm like, just tell your friends about it. It's funny. Like, even if you don't, like, I don't read this shit, but I enjoy it so much.
We've gotten so many people who have written in and been like, I don't read any of this stuff, and I have such a good time. Yeah. Which is actually like perfect, because you don't have to have read this book. You don't have to read these books. You don't have to have read this book, because that's not, it's not about the plot as much as it's about violent,
being silly,
gushing.
And just like laughing.
Tsunami come.
We did. Okay, the last, this is why we read your emails. You can send us an email at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com.
Love the emails.
There was one that guy that told me, or that sent us an email saying about how he does like pool repair, like swimming pool stuff. And so he said that he'll be underwater, like fixing stuff or changing light bulbs, and that his coworkers will just see a bunch of bubbles come up because he's laughing while listening to us.
Oh, no. Be like, safe.
Don't use up all your air.
Yeah. But yeah.
Maybe you guys could get some breathing tips from him.
Yeah. But I'm also how are you listening to it underwater, too? Like, that's
cool. I know. I'm worried about the electricity.
I don't know.
That's beyond my. I don't know.
But if you like us, if you want to tell us that you like us, listen.
We'd love to hear it.
We'd love to know. ClutchMyPearlsPod@gmail.com. You can send us an email. You can also follow us at ClutchMyPearlsPod everywhere on the internet, including Barbara's favorite website, X.
Your favorite man, Elon Musk, drooling over him constantly. You screaming
his name.
Unfortunately, we're not on Facebook, where Vanessa loves to hang out and spend most of her time.
And Emily sends me videos.
And your mom has a Hotmail address. So
we are working on our LinkedIn profile, Emily's favorite. So once we have that up, I'll let you know.
Busy businesswoman enterprises. And yeah, like, subscribe, share, tell us everything. You know, we love you. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Let's get married.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Let's get married and divorce and married again.
We'll see you in Vegas.
Okay, bye.
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 Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.